From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. After months of deliberation by the administration, President Donald Trump on Monday evening unveiled his strategy for Afghanistan. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman reports.
U.S. President Donald Trump went to an army base in Virginia, less than 6 kilometers from the White House, to announce his commitment to continue fighting a war he once derided as a complete waste. His goal, he said, is to stop the reemergence of safe havens for terrorists to threaten America and make sure they do not get their hands on nuclear weapons.
We will not talk about numbers of troops or our plans for further military activities. Conditions on the ground, not arbitrary timetables, will guide our strategy from now on.
Expressing frustration, Trump informed Afghanistan that the commitment by the United States is not unlimited, and America's support not a blank check. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said Tuesday Islamic State's days are numbered, while cautioning that defeating the militant group is not imminent. Mattis spoke to reporters before flying to Baghdad for an unannounced visit to meet with Iraqi government leaders and U.S. commanders. On Sunday, Iraq's military launched an offensive to take back Tal Afar, an area about 60 kilometers west of Mosul. The U.S. coalition is also supporting efforts to expel Islamic State from areas it controls in neighboring Syria, including its de facto capital in the city of Raqqa. This is VOA News. Searchers are continuing the search for 10 missing American sailors as the U.S. Navy tries to determine what led to a second collision between a U.S. warship and a commercial vessel in as many months. Malaysia and Singapore's navies are aiding the search in the area where the latest collision happened. Since the U.S. ship was brought to port, divers have been searching sealed compartments in damaged sections of the ship. The damage caused water to flood some sleeping areas and communications rooms, injuring 5 sailors. In response to the incident, the Navy ordered an immediate operational pause across the U.S. fleet. For the majority of Angola's 29 million people, President José Eduardo dos Santos is the only leader they've ever known. Now, as he steps aside after nearly 4 decades, many Angolans are preparing to vote for the first time. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Luanda.
Until this year, Ana María Espíritu Santos Montero never registered to vote. For the last 38 years, Angola has been ruled by President dos Santos, who was accused of rigging elections in his favor. But with dos Santos not running for re-election this time, Montero says she is excited. Montero tells VOA she is going to vote for the first time because she believes the electoral ruses will not be on such a great scale and hopes this election will be transparent and fair. Many younger first-time voters are frustrated with the MPLA, which they blame for the country's economic inequality. Critics of dos Santos do not think there will be much change and say the ruling party has intimidated voters. Under Angolan electoral rules, the top candidate of the winning party becomes president. Opposition leaders are hopeful ahead of Wednesday's election, but polls predict an MPLA win. Anita Powell, VOA News, Luanda, Angola.
4 suspects arrested in connection with last week's deadly van attack in Barcelona are due to appear in court Tuesday, a day after police shot dead the man they say was the van's driver. Authorities say a 12-man terror cell was behind the attack and that 8 of the suspects have either been killed by police or died in an accidental explosion at their bomb-making facility on the day before the attack. The massive manhunt for the last outstanding suspect, Yunus Abu Yaqub, ended Monday in a rural area known for its vineyards about 45 kilometers west of Barcelona. Authorities say they shot the fugitive after he held up what appeared to be a bomb belt, which they later discovered was fake. Police tweeted, "We can confirm that the man shot dead in Subirats is Yunus Abu Yaqub, author of the terrorist attack in Barcelona." I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.